I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1970. That was the day that Minneapolis Teachers Union Local 59 went out on strike. They took the vote to strike despite the fact that state law prohibited teachers from striking. But after months of negotiations that went nowhere, the teachers decided it was time to act. The main issue for the strike was wages. One teacher, George Kimball, recalled why he had supported the strike, stating, "The wages were so low. I had 5 children at the time, and we could barely survive. We couldn't take it anymore." The strike lasted 14 days. The teachers did not win the gains they hoped for with their work action, but their strike drew public attention to the lack of bargaining rights for public sector workers. The next year, Minnesota Governor Wendell Anderson signed into law the Public Employees Labor Relations Act. This act granted public sector workers the right to collective bargaining. The Minneapolis teacher strike played a key role in Minnesota's public sector workers gaining the fundamental right of union representation. The 1960s and 70s saw a wave of teacher strikes across the nation as educators stood up for themselves as workers. Across the country, there were more than 1,000 teacher strikes between 1960 and 1974. More than 750,000 teachers walked out of the classroom and onto the picket lines. By the end of the 1970s, more than 70% of public school teachers were covered by collective bargaining agreements. For teachers concerned about class size, pensions, wages, school safety, and the quality of education, the strike remains an important way to build solidarity and to show the power of our nation's educators.